Patrick Mundebele on the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. I just want to welcome each and everyone officially who have just tuned into our show, who have just tuned into our radio, Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. What a beautiful Sunday here in South Africa. It is in the morning. I don't know wherever that you are, what is the time, but it is in the morning, and the time is exactly 6:01 CAT Central African Time. We are here in South Africa in a place called Midrand Headquarters, and that is where we are broadcasting from. What a beautiful morning. The name of the show, as I told you, it is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. I welcome each and everyone. Feel welcome. You can just share the news with your family. You can just share the news with your friends that I am just listening to my favorite radio, my favorite show. The name of the show, it is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. As I told you that I'm hosting this show. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I believe as we busy continuing with the show, he will be able to join us in this wonderful show this morning. Now the song that was playing is a song by Dr. Tumi saying "Nothing Without You, Lord." Just enjoy this song, and when we come back, we will continue. And remember, we'll continue. We're gonna pray, and we'll start. But just enjoy the song by Dr. Tumi saying "Nothing Without You." Enjoy the song.
If it had not been for the Lord, who was always on my side, the enemy would have swallowed us, would have drowned in the waters. But our souls have found an escape, a hiding place in you. The fowler's snare is broken. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Now nothing without you, without you. To Jehovah, Hosanna to Jehovah. You own the earth that I breathe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you are living and moving, have my being. I'm nothing without you. Without you. You are. Can't live without you. Can't live without you. And you I live and move and have my being. We say Hosanna to Jehovah. You are the air that I breathe.
That is Dr. Tumi is saying, Hosanna, nothing without you. Nothing without you. He just said that, I'm nothing without you. If you are not with me, I'm nothing. You're listening to By the Grace, the radio station that brings hope for the hearts and soul of the people. And you are just listening to your favorite morning show that is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. I'm just standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele, but as we continue with our show this morning, he will be able to join us. The time is exactly 6:11 CAT Central Time, which is CAT Central African Time. What a beautiful Sunday. It is a second Sunday of the month of December. Now, wherever you are, I welcome you. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I welcome you. And I say to you, it is a blessed Sunday, and it is indeed a beautiful day. As we are going to shout the name of Jehovah this morning, as we'll be saying, weeping may last for a night, but the joy comes in the morning. I don't know wherever that you are, what is your time, but as I told you that in South Africa it is already in the morning, as we have wake up, we are saying joy comes in the morning. If wherever that you are is in afternoon, But I'm just telling you that, I'm just saying to you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So let me ask you, how is your morning now? In South Africa, last night, there was a final for another cup that those who love ball, those who love football, it was happening. And the other team has won. People were celebrating, people were going up and down, and so on and so on. Now, I'm just asking you, how was your morning, and how is your morning? You can send your comment, you can send your message this morning on the number that is +27 if you are international, 83289-4658. +27 83289-4658. Or what you can do is you can say 83289-4658. What you can do is you can send us WhatsApp on that number. You can SMS us on that number. You can even call us on that number. Or what you can do is you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to Skype. You just say BTGM Radio. BTGM Radio. And you chat to us there. Or what you can do is you can go to your Facebook. Your Facebook. You just type By the Grace Radio. Then you like our page and you start chatting to us. Or you go to your internet, you just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you will see there on the right hand side of your screen, it saying chat to us. You put your name, you put your email address, you start chatting to us. We are By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul, just for a soul. And that is who we are. And the name of the show, it is called Weeping May Last for Night, But Joy Comes in the Morning. Now, okay, enjoy another song. Remember, before we continue, we're gonna pray. Now, indeed, let us pray, and we're going to invite God. Wherever that you are, I ask you to pray with us this morning. I ask you to bow our heads and raise our hands up, wherever you are, if you are able. But normally, I say to people that when you drive, you must not try to do that. When you drive, it's fine. You can just... We will pray, and when I just keep on driving, God, just keep on concentrating on what you are doing, especially if you are at work. Now, let's just pray. We are going to pray using the song that is currently playing. The song that is saying, "We pray, we are your children, we have gathered here." That is Don Moon. Our Father who art in heaven. He said we have gathered here to pray and cry because we need your mercy. Mercy of the Lord, that is what we want. That is why Dr. Tumi said, "I'm nothing without you." You are saying that, "Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need your mercy." That is what he was saying. Now let's just pray this morning. Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have gathered here this morning on our show, the show that is called Weeping May Last for Night, But Joy Comes in the Morning. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord, to come and be with us. We ask you, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we are nothing without you. We are nothing without you, Lord. We need you this morning. We need your favor. We need your mercy in our life. We have gathered here this morning just to say, Lord, we thank you. Just to say, Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. Daddy, in Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray to each and everyone who is listening to us. I pray to each and everyone who is still going to listen to us. I pray to each and everyone who is going to listen to this podcast. It may be tomorrow, it may be next year. I'm praying, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord and you have been God. You will remain to be God forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father, because Father, I pray, as we will be preparing to go to worship you, as we will be preparing to go to the church, whoever who will be going to church this morning, I pray that, Father, Lord, bless them and be with them. Lord, forgive us our trespasses, everything that we have done. Father, we thank you for your protection during the night until now, as we have wake up. It's not because we can, but it's because of your favor. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever you are, you can say, Amen.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
Since we pray, we were praying with that song by Don Moon saying, forgive our sins, we pray. Let me just remind you that you're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Let's do this.
By the grace radio, just for the soul.
Oh, enda we favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. Bobudirela wana gaina.
Ogagra by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge Extension 2, La Midre 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the ministry of vitamin chichaba na.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who is very permanent. We don't need to go and follow up on our teacher. We are going to go and get a car.
Yeah, we're going to get a monogram. Yeah, 073-269-2731. We're going to get a WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. We're going to get a www.radio.bythegrace.org. We're going to get a radio@bythegrace.org.
by the Grace Radio, just for a soul.
For years, I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my
Jimmy Swaggart was saying, mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. When he was singing this song, he was giving God the praises. He was saying, if it couldn't have been mercy, he would have been crushed and died. But mercy of the Lord rewrote his life. If it couldn't be mercy, if it couldn't be God, he should have been died. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And you're listening to Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm hosting this show. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele. The name of the show, it is called Joy Comes in the Morning. joy comes in the morning. I have just mentioned to you that how was your morning? How is your morning as you preparing yourself to go to church? Some day already from church, some day already from intercession. In another country, it's already in the afternoon, some day already from church. But in South Africa, it's still in the morning. We are preparing ourselves to go to church. Now, whoever who have listened to us now, I just want to say to this to you that how was your day or how is your morning? How is your morning? You can interact with me. You can send us an email. You can send us an SMS. You can even WhatsApp us. You can even chat to me on our website. You can even chat to me again on our Facebook page. How was your morning? The number that you can use is +27832894658. If you are international, you just see +27. When you are in South Africa, you just see 0032894658. You can use that number to chat to us. You can use that number to SMS us or even WhatsApp us or even call us. You can send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website. You do so, or even on a Skype, you can do so. You chat to us hours your morning. Now we have prayed. Now we starting. Now this morning we gonna read in the book of Psalm 30. Now we gonna start from verse number 1. And we will go down with it until we finish. Okay? Until we finish. It's gonna be awesome, and it is indeed and a wonderful show. Don't even be with us until we finish. And because you're listening to the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And I believe that when we finish this show, indeed your life will never be the same again. We're going to start from Psalm chapter 30. We're going to start from verse 1. It said, the heading of it, it says, joy comes in the morning. From verse number 1, it said, a song of David for the dedication of the temple. Lord, you lifted me out of my troubles. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh. So I will praise you. That's what he say. Let me repeat. I'm reading it with English Revised Version. It says, a song of David for the dedication of the temple. Lord, you lifted me out of my troubles. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh, so I will praise you. That is in English Revised Version. Let's go to English Standard Version. It said, a psalm of David, a song at the dedication of the temple. I will enthrall you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. Alright, let's read in Amplified. Okay, before we read in Amplified, I think it's better we read in the Message set. David's Psalm. I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. You didn't let my foes go. That's what they say. Now, here it's a song that David sang to the Lord. He was singing the song for dedicating of the temple. He was singing that song to dedicate the temple of the Lord. Now, when he was singing the song, he have mentioned that you lifted me out of trouble. Now, when I was in a trouble, you lifted me. Let me tell you that God will never leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you when you fall. He will always be around you. The problem is with us, we don't allow him to come and help us. We are not allowing him to come and help us. Now, David sang the song to the Lord. He said that the song that he sang, it was for the dedication of the temple. And he said, Lord, you lifted me out of trouble. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh, so I praise you. He said, you did not give my enemy to laugh at me. Now, there are people who will always laugh at you. Maybe you're starting something, you want to do something. Now, always there are people who will always want to oppose you. There are people who will always want to make your whatever that you're doing to fail. That is why David was saying that you did not let my enemy laugh at me. I mean, when he was busy building the temple, there were people there who were always criticizing, who were always saying it will never finish. Now, many people, they will always talk and they will always say many things about you. But I want to say to you that when you allow God to help you, when you put God in your plans, when you say, Lord, I surrender unto you. Lord, I ask you to come and help me. I ask you, Lord, to go with me. Hold me by your hands and go with me. And it will be so indeed. Now, when you do things, people, they will when you do things, every time people will come with other things. They will even criticize you. They will oppose what you're doing. That is why here, King David, as he was singing the song, remember, King David was a composer. He was a singer. And then he dedicated the song to the Lord, saying, you lifted me out of trouble, meaning you took me out of a trouble, and you did not give my enemy to laugh at me, so I will praise you. Now, he had a reason that he can praise God. He had a reason of praising God because there were things that he saw that if God could not have been with me, I should have been swallowed. That's why I played the song when we started, when it said by Dr. Timmy saying, without you, if it couldn't have been you, I could have swallowed and died. Now, Jimmy Sogard also continued and said, mercy rewrote my life. If it couldn't have been mercy, I should have died and crashed. I mean, I want you now to look back on of your life. From the day that you were born until now. Just look how many, lots of things that you have passed into them. And when you look back, you will say, but I think if it couldn't have been God, I couldn't have been survived. Now, always in life, there are enemies. And the enemies will always be there. You know, they will always hate you. Some other day, I was discussing with some other people. I was giving them the example. I said, it's like, okay, the dog will only bite, or it only make noise. It will only bark when the car is in their motion. Now, if you want to experience what I'm saying, if you are having a dog in your house, or if somebody is having a dog, just stand there for the whole day without doing anything. Now, the dog will never bark at you. But try to move or run. It will make sure that it barks at you. Now, what I want to say to you is, because you are alive, people will always talk about you. You can't stop that from happening. Because sometimes I say, but Babu Wakanna, they're talking about me. It shows that you are a moving car. The car that is not moving, the dog will not bark on those that car. But when the car starts moving, you will see that the dog will try to chase that car. Whatever that is happening, when people tell you about this, when they talk about you bad, when they say, let me tell you, it shows that you are alive. And you must appreciate it when they talk about you. I mean, they will even hate you. They will even say a lot of things about you. But I want to tell you that must not be the excuse of doing things. Because sometimes we as people, we have an excuse of saying, I can't do it because, but when I go this side, people, they talk about me. I mean, they will always talk about you. Because there's something that you are doing. They see a progress in you. Now, they will always try to talk about you. They will always try to discourage what you need to do. I saw a lot of things happening where you share something with someone. Where now you think, Hore, that person is going to support me. And that person is having that jealousy of saying, how did this person start this thing? How will this person do this? Because you shared with someone. It is not wrong to share your idea with someone. But what I can advise you this morning is you must make sure that who is that person that you are sharing idea with. Because some people, they will pretend as if like they are friends, but they are not your friends. You find that you are sharing an important idea, or you are sharing your secrets with them, believing that your secrets will be safe with them. But after some 2 days, you just hearing whatever that you share with them with someone. That's why I'm saying it's not everybody that you can share your problem with. Because that is why here David was he sang this song deeply inside his heart with joy, meaning he had a joy. He was singing this song in joy, saying that you lifted me out of my troubles. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh at me. Remember, the enemies are there just to laugh at you when things are not going all right. When things are going good, they will not laugh at you. They will come close to you and try talking to you, trying telling you this and this and this. But when you start, when things are starting not being all right, that's where they start talking about you. Hey, Limonina. Hey, Limoni. Hey, Limonina. You're not special. That's what they say. Limonivel. That's what people they say. But when things are going good, they will never say anything bad about you. Now, this morning when we play this song, I want to show you that Le Satan Remutluch. Sing this song, Le Satan Remutluch. Just enjoy the song. It's just saying we have defeated the devil. Enjoy the song. When we come back, we'll continue. We're just going to a break. Let's do this.
Le Satan ke mushutsi mata ya fele. Le Satan ke mushutsi mata ya fele. Le Satan ne ke mushutsi mata ya fele.
Yeah. Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21. You remember the story of Elijah? The Bible said, Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, come on, check it down, come on. Check it down, check it down. The Bible records that Elijah said, come, pray to your gods. The Bible says they prayed. There were 450. And he was the only one who was there, representing the kingdom of God. The Bible says, Elijah said, pray more. They prayed. The Bible records they even started cutting themselves. And Elijah said, maybe your gods are still sleeping. Pray again until they wake up. The Bible says they continued. When they were finished, he said, okay, now it's my turn. He said, get four water pots. Pour the water on the altar. The Bible says they came and they poured water on the altar. And he said, let's see if my God, you see, the Bible says, greater is he that is within us than the devil that is in the world. The Bible says, then Elijah said, it's like I see him. He's praying to God. Like I said, yes, I'm Lilo, God Jehovah, who's he born? After that, the fire came down. The Bible says the fire of the Almighty God came down because the one that was said, yes, I'm living, yes, God Jehovah, who's the born again? Yes, I'm living.
That is a Mthunzi number saying, le Satan re motlhotse. I mean, are le Satan ke motlhotse? I have defeated the devil. Remember, the devil was defeated long time ago when Jesus was crucified. That is where the devil was defeated. Now, Mthunzi number is saying that le Satan re motlhotse, we have defeated the devil. Now he's been defeated through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now remember, always the devil, what he does is he always come to you and want to destroy you. I mean, how many people that you know that they had things, but now the devil has destroyed? How many people that they had things, but the devil has destroyed? Let me just remind you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the following platform, which is our WhatsApp number. You just say +27832894658. That is our WhatsApp number. +27832894658. you send us your message there. You can even send us an SMS to that number. You can even call us to that number. +27832894658. Only for international, they say +27. South Africa, you just say 03289-4658. You can WhatsApp us, you can SMS us, you can even call us. Or what you can do is you can use 073-269-2731 to call us or SMS us. Or you can say +27 if you are international. Or you can go to our email, you just say radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you go to our website, you just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you will see it says speak to us, we are online. Then we are online, you start speaking to us. You start speaking to us, we are online. And then what we'll do is, we'll interact together with you. You can tell us, you can ask us whatever that you want to ask us, based on the topic that Joy Comes in the Morning. Remember, you're listening to Pastor John Mamavulo. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele on the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. We read in the book of Psalm 30 verse 1. The time is exactly 6:49 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful morning, what a beautiful Sunday. I know that there are people, some of them, they're working on Sunday, some they are already on the way, going to work on Sunday, some they are already coming back, they're working night shift, they are coming back, some they are already at church preparing for the service today. So now I wanna say to you that that's why I'm saying it's a beautiful morning and it's a beautiful day, the second Sunday of the month of December. From January until now, people have been working. Now it's time where the company is gonna say to you, thank you very much. They're gonna give you the money, they're gonna give you bonus, they're gonna give you so on and so on. I normally say that you must not spend money on something that you don't need. You know, our problem with us as how can I say? Let me put it in the correct way. We as blacks, let me just put it that way. We have this tendency of buying things that we don't need. I mean, when I go to the shop, you find that, for example, you find that you are having a phone, but you still want to buy another phone. As I'm saying, you don't need the phone, you're already having a phone. You said, no, I want to buy the phone that is just top of the range. But you are having a phone. That phone that you are having, you can be able to go to WhatsApp. You can even be able to call. You can even able to go to Facebook or so on and so on. But because you have money, you want to buy the phone that you don't need. You want to buy the phone that you don't need. That's why I'm saying, I just want to advise you this morning that don't buy something that you don't need for the sake of buying. You know, we buy things that, I buy for the sake of just buying. Now, when we just read the scripture that we are saying, Joy Comes in the Morning, it's here in Psalm 30 verse 1 where David was dedicating, he sang the song for dedicating the temple, of the temple. And he said, Lord, you lifted me out of my trouble. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh, so I will praise you. Now, you did not give my enemy a reason to laugh at me. Let me tell you, there are people who are just waiting for your failure in order to laugh at you. There are people out there, what they're waiting? They're waiting for just for your failure so that they can laugh at you. They are those kind of people. You know, when you do good, they don't see you, it's fine. They don't say anything. But when you fail, they start gonna laugh at you. It seems that whatever that you do, it seems that they don't see. They don't see. They don't even good the way they do things. They do as if like they not see what you're doing. But when you fail, they start laughing at you and they say, "We told you." Baba ngabe they even say, "Corona na re na special." Unana na re na palama. That's what they say. He was thinking that he's better than who. Because you fail. In life, we have those of people. But that is why, where we read, the Bible tells us that David sang a song. He said, "Lord, I thank you because my enemy, they don't have something that they can laugh about." I mean, how many times where you wanted to start something, but as you wanted to start that, and then it happened that somehow you failed. Now some people, they come as if like they come in to comfort and to understand you what can't you know, they there for something. Okay, I just want to give you you know, when you read the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that there was a woman by the name of Tabitha. Okay. Before we go to Tabitha, let me tell you, there was a man by the name of Lazarus. Now, what happened there is when people were, after Lazarus died, many people, they went there. You know, some they went there just to confirm, "Korekanete Lazarus utloko fejina." I mean, they did not go there to cry with the family. They go in there to see if Kaneti, they want to confirm if Kaneti is like that. So we have those kind of people where when you are in a trouble, they will come as if like they're gonna say it to you, "Sorry, but Bona," they are there for a mission. They want to confirm if really you died or really you failed. But when God is our side, the Bible said, when God is on our side, who can be against us? I wanna encourage you this morning. I say, when God is on our side, who can be against us? When God is on our side, who can be against us? I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, people, they will say many things. People, they will say this, they will tell you that this and this and this, they will even. But that's why here, if you read it, King David was so happy. Very, 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 very happy. He was very, very, very happy. Okay. He said, "You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh at me, so I will praise you." There was no other way that he won't praise God. Because he like the enemy, they wanted to swallow him. The enemies, they are there just to laugh at you. Or if they even go and talk about, I mean, how many times where you have done something, you failed, they talk about you. But Ramon, Agassi Felelech, you know, Nana Rose Special, they are those kind of people. He was doing this and this and this, thinking, "Oh, you know, sharp. How to learn about, you know, Muslim routine about. When you go, you sometimes hit the holes, you come back. You go and then you fall down, you stand up, people they talk. One another, you're not special." He thought you're not special. That is why Jimmy Sagar just say, "Mercy rule my life." It couldn't be mercy. They should have finished me. That's why I'm saying this morning you just need the mercy. Mercy is what we need. Okay, let's continue. I want to show you something. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse number 5. It said, "The Levite official said to the soldier, 'It is there a man here? Is there any man here who has built a new house, but has not yet dedicated it? That man should go back home. He may be killed in the battle, and then another person will dedicate that men's house. That was the time of when they were going to war. And now Moses told them that one of the Levites, okay, let's say the Levites sold the soldier. There were people who were the Levites whom they sold the soldiers, that is there any man who has never dedicated his new house to the Lord? Why they were saying that? It is very important to dedicate whatever that you have to God. In other words, you say, in your hands, Lord, I come. In your hands, Lord, I come. You dedicate your life to God. You dedicate whatever that you have to God. In other words, the Levites men were still the soldier. That is there a man who has never dedicated his house to the Lord? When you dedicate your household to the Lord, in other words, you are saying, my house and my family, everything I have, I dedicate to God. You know, I like Joshua, in the book of Joshua 24, when he said, when there was a confusion between the Israelites and some people, they wanted to bow down to the Baal, some they wanted to bow down to other things, and they were going, taking direction. I like what Joshua said. He said, me and my family will serve the Lord. In other words, he dedicated his family, he dedicated whatever he have to the Lord. Now, you must dedicate everything that you have to the Lord. You must not just say, well, I only dedicate a certain part, I've not dedicated. Dedicate whatever that you have to the Lord. Dedicate whatever that you have to the Lord. Okay. Now, the time is exactly 7 o'clock, 7:00 CAT Central African Time. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. And the name of the show, it is called Joy Comes in the Morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I'm standing in for him. I am Pastor John Mamabulo. We are saying joy comes. What a beautiful Sunday indeed. Just enjoy the song that they take me to the place. In other words, you dedicate whatever that you have to the Lord.
Myself in thee, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, my foundation. Take me to the place you are, the secret place. That's where I wanna be. Take me to the place you are.
I put them on you.
Oh yeah,
my trust is in you.
I put them all in you, Jesus.
I put them all in you.
Hey,
my trust is in you.
See my baby, yeah, yeah.
I put them on you.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My trust is in you.
This song, I give you the song that sing Take Me to Places by Elijah Oyeland. Take Me to a Place. Now, you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. The name of this show, it is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I'm not Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele. I am Pastor John Mamawulo. We do Joy Comes in the Morning. What a beautiful Sunday. And I told you that if you want to interact with us this morning, wherever that you are, if it's afternoon, you can interact with me this afternoon. But here in South Africa, it's in the morning. Our number is +27 8328 9465 8. That is an international number if you're international. Or what you can do is you can, if you're in South Africa, you just say 08328 9465 8. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you click chat to us. Then you put your email address. followed by your name, then you start chatting to us. You can send us email, radio by the Grace Rock. Now tell me, how is your morning? What is that you want to share with us? Now remember, we are in the book of Genesis. We read Psalm chapter 30, verse number 1, where David said, he sang a song to dedicate the temple of the Lord, and he said, you lifted me out of my enemies, you lifted me out of my troubles. Okay, you did not give my enemy a reason to laugh. Now, in other words, you lifted me out of my troubles. I had the troubles that I was facing, but you have moved me out of those troubles. Now, I gave you the scripture in Deuteronomy 25 when the Levites told the soldiers that whoever would not dedicate his house, he should go back and dedicate the house, because someone can dedicate it when that person dies at the home. What he was trying to say, he was saying that it is very important to put everything that you have to God. Now you say, God, I come to you, I give whatever that I have to you. That is what he was saying, that the Lord, I come to you, I give myself away to you. There's a song that I know, it said, I give myself away to you. Use me, control me. Alright, let's pass. We go to Samuel. 2 Samuel 5:11 said, King Hiram of Tari sent message to David. He also sent cattle, three carpenters, and stone mason. They built a house for David. Okay. 2 Samuel 7:2 it said, King David said to Nathan the prophet, look, I'm living in a fancy house made of cedar wood, but God holy box is kept in a tent. I'm living in a holy house, but God's holy box is still kept in a tent. That was King David. Remember the reason why King David dedicated the house of the Lord. He have built that house of the Lord. He never announced it all over. He never said. He just said, I myself. You know, the problem with us people is when we do things, we want to include the whole world. If I want to do something, I want to include the whole world. Why should you want to include the whole world? If this is something that a task that God gave you to do, just do it. Because sometimes people, they do things in order to get a second opinion. Like, I need a second opinion if what I want to do is good. You know, there are lots of people where they did things in order to, how can I say? They did things in order to, they want to get a opinion from someone. Like you do, you say that, okay, I want to get opinion if how will this person see my, what I'm going to do. There are those type of people where whatever that we do, we want to hear somebody's opinion. If you want to start something, you want to ask somebody first. But God told you, he never told me. Yeah, here we are reading, David is saying to Prophet Nathan, he said, you know, I'm staying in a fancy house. I'm staying in a fancy house. But look, he said, King David said to Nathan the prophet, look, I'm living in a fancy house made of cedar wood, but God's holy box is kept in a tent. That's what he was saying. He said, God's holy box is kept in a tent, but I'm living in a fancy house. Now, why I'm raising this, that most of the time when somebody wants to do something, he wants, okay, let's say if God speaks to me that I should offer you with something, I must not broadcast it, God, I must not publish it that I'm gonna give so and so and so money. I must just do it. Now here David, that's why David he had a time to dedicate the house of the Lord. In other words, when you want to do something, just do it. People don't come. Don't go and recruit people who said I want to do it. When I just start doing it, and people they will join you in doing it. People they will join you in doing it. They won't just leave you. Whatever that you're doing, when you start doing it without even people, they will join you in doing whatever that you want to do. That's why in the way we read, it tells us that in Deuteronomy that whoever who did not dedicate his house, he shall do so and go and dedicate at the house. He shall do so and go and dedicate the house. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Okay. 2 Samuel 20 verse 3 said, David went back to his house in Jerusalem. He had left 10 of his slaves women to take care of the house. He put this woman in a special house. Then he put guard around the house. They stayed in this house until they died. David took care of the woman and gave them food, but he did not have sexual relationship with them. They lived like widow until they died. Okay. Let's go. Now, when David was dedicating the house of the Lord, that's why he said, "You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh. So I will praise you." Now, let's go to Psalm 34:3-4. It says, "Praise the Lord with me. Let us honor his name. I went to the Lord for help, and he listened. He saved me from all that fear." That is King David. That is Psalmist David. He said, "Let's praise the Lord and honor his name." Now, this morning, you can praise the Lord and honor his name. Because David is saying that I went to him for help. There's no other way that you can go to God for help and he will just laugh at you. There's no other way. You know, there are people where they will laugh at you when you go to them. You go to them, you want them to assist you. What they're gonna do is they will laugh at you. And you tell them your story, what they do is they're gonna tell other people. I mean, you share with them your story, you said okay, this and this. Then they go there and share with some other people. They start to say Makobos, and all they start composing, talking about you, talking about saying, "Ah, did you see him? He's like this. He have done this and this and this." We have those types of people who are always doing that. We have those type of people in life where they will always do that. They will just, when you tell them something, believing that it is safe, what they do is they gonna start talking about it, telling people that, "Have you seen him? He said this and this and this." Because the thing is, you telling them with a good heart, you telling them with a good heart, and you believe that by telling them what you're telling them, it's a secret between you and them. But what they're gonna do is they will start telling people. They will start d- doing whatever they do. Telling people that, have you seen him? Only this and this and this. We have those kind of people. That is why here King David was saying that, praise the Lord with me. Let us honor his name. I went to the Lord for help, and he listened, and he saved me from all that I fear. He did not go to anyone. Because sometimes you come to me, you tell me your problem. Then I hear it. Then next year, Kaba, tomorrow, or maybe next week, what I do is, you find that I start talking about that. I start preaching about it. I start mentioning it to people. But where you told me, because you trust me. Now, that is why here David was saying, let's praise God and let's give it, let us honor his name. Because he said, I went to the Lord for help and he listened. Now, let me tell you, when you go to God for help, he will listen and he will hear you. Let's go to Psalm chapter 66, verse 17. He said, I cried out to him for help and I praise him. If I had been hiding sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me. That's what he said. He said, I cried for help to God, and then he helped me. If I had sin in my heart, the Lord would not have helped me. When you read to Isaiah is saying, the hand of the Lord is not short. The hand of the Lord is not short. It does not matter in what situation are you, but the hand of the Lord is not short. And his ears. His ears are not closed. His eyes are not closed. He is able to see. He is able to see. He is able to listen. He is able to touch. The problem is our sins. Dibicharunaga problem, dia tiba. You know, God is always available. He's always ready to listen to us. He's always ready to listen to us. That is God. He's always ready to hear us. He's always ready to hear us when we pray, when we cry to him, when we call him. Is ready. He's near us. He's near us. He will never leave us. When we tell him our news, he's not gonna share our news with someone, because he's a faithful God. It's a faithful God. His name is Emmanuel. Okay. Let's just say, enjoy this song. Thank you. That is Elijah Olende saying, glorious God, I gave you the one that was saying God of wonders. By Elijah, it was saying God of wonders. Remember, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, just for a soul. The name of this show, it is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. The time is exactly 7:38 CAT Central African Time. What a morning, what a beautiful Sunday, a second Sunday of the month of December. And we are excited, we thank God, because God has been with us from January until today. God has been with you until January, from January until now, you're still alive. Now, we're talking about, okay, you can interact with us on the following number. Our WhatsApp number, it's +27832894658. If you are international, if you are South Africa, you just see 03289 4658. With both numbers, whether international or South Africa or locally, you can just call us, you can just even SMS us, you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, you can even send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can even go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you continue chatting to us. Now we are in verse number, we go to Psalm 145 verse 1. It said, a song of David, I will tell you of your greatness, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Remember, that was the referral scripture which we read in the book of Psalm 30 verse number 1, where David dedicated the house of the Lord. So he sang the song in order of thanking God. He said that you lifted me out of my troubled. You did not give my enemy a reason to laugh. So I give you praise. That's why he worshipped God. Now there are people who are just waiting for you to fall. For now, when things are right, they don't even come close to you. They don't even do. But immediately when you fall, then they come one by one. Some they want to be sure. Gore, they are not there just to. They just come in there to, just to find out. Really, is that you? You know, is this really that you? There are those people. Is this really that you? Is that really Vela that you? When you think they are there to comfort you, but they are there to laugh at you. I like what Dave King David said. He said that, I will always give praises to you. Okay. When you go to Psalm 27 verse 6, it said, if he will help me defeat the enemies around me, I will offer sacrifices in his tent with shout of joy. I will sing and play song to honor the Lord. Alright. Psalm 25:2, it said, I trust in you, my God, and I will not be disappointed. My enemy will not laugh at me. I trust in you. Now, remember I played the song that say, my trust is in you, Lord, by David G. My trust is in you. Now, this morning, I don't know where did you put your trust. Because some people, they put a trust on the enemy. There are people whom they will put the trust on the enemy. Or you put the trust of a person. When you put your trust in a person, it becomes a problem. If that person dies, meaning your life is somehow gonna be somehow. Where did you put your trust at? David D, he said, my trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. That is what David G is saying. Say, my trust is in you. Okay. Let me just play this song so that you can understand what I'm talking about. Just enjoy this song. trust is in you, Lord. That's a song by David G. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. And the name of the show, it is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. What a beautiful Sunday. What a beautiful day. The Sunday that the Lord has made. A Sunday that we did not have this Sunday. That is a Sunday that we are having in 2018. The Sunday for the second week of the month December. Now, let's continue. The time is exactly 7:47. 7:47, it said. Psalm 13:4 said, if that happened, my enemy will say, I beat him. He will be so happy that he won. That's why I'm saying, David was dedicating the house of Jehovah. He was dedicating the house of Jehovah. Now listen to Psalm 35:19. Don't let my lying enemy keep on laughing at me. They have no reason to hate me. Surely they will be punished for their secret plan. Alright, now we come to verse number 2, which is Psalm 32. It said, Lord, my God, I pray to you and you healed me. Verse number 1, remember we're talking about, it said joy comes in the morning. But verse number 1, it talks that we're reading about when David was dedicating the house of Jehovah. Where he was proud, he was proud, thanking God for what God has done. That, Lord, I thank you because you have shut my enemy, you have shut the mouth of my enemy. You know, there's an enemy who want to kill you. There's an enemy who want to destroy your life. The devil is our enemy, and he's always ready to destroy each and everyone. Now David, as he was saying there, he said, Lord, my God, I prayed to you and you healed me. That is what he was saying. He said, Lord, my God, I prayed to you and you healed me. I prayed to you and you healed me. Meaning he was
Come on. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting King, Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting King, Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. You are King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting King, Savior, Redeemer.
You're still listening to By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. Where we read number 2, it tells us, Lord, my God, I pray to you and you healed me. He said, Lord, I pray to you and you healed me. This morning, maybe you are, your body is not well, your soul is not well, you feel like you can pray to God, believe in me, he will hear you. Because now, Psalm 6:2, it said, Lord, be kind to me, I'm sick and weak. Heal me, Lord, my bones are shaking. That's what he said. He said, Lord, be kind to me, I am sick and weak. Heal me, Lord, my bones are shaking. That's what he said. He said, my bones are shaking. He said, Lord God, heal me, Lord. Lord God, Heal me, Lord. Lord, be kind to me. I am sick and weak. Heal me, Lord. My bones are shaking. This morning, as you're listening to By the Grace, we pray to God that God may heal your bones. Lord, may heal your spirit. God may heal your bones. Because David was saying, Lord, be kind to me. I'm sick and weak. Heal me. Lord, my bones are shaking. That's Psalm 62. But in Psalm 32, he said, Lord, my God, I pray you and you heal me. Now God is able to hear you when you pray to him. When you go to Psalm 51:8, it said, let me hear sound of joy and happiness again. Let the bones be crushed, be happy again. That's what I'm saying. The joy, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it said, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The happiness will come again. The happiness will come again. He said, let me hear sound of joy. He said, I want to hear sound of joy. I'm going to see sound of joy. That's what he said. I'm going to see sound of joy. I'm going to celebrate. That is what he's saying. That I'm going to celebrate. And I'm going to celebrate.
Lord, we lift you up. On your mame, Narekelem Juridia.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Narekelem. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Narekelem. Chukuna kwamarele, when you heal, you heal completely. Narekelemo, chukuma wumo, isi ingenile. Narekelemo,
what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, nara nara e, narekele, narekele mo.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah.
If I had 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus.
When you hear completely.
What shall I render to
So very much to me. What shall I render to Jehovah because he have done so very much to me? You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. That song that I was playing is a song by Tim Godfrey. You are saying that, what shall I offer to Jehovah? We are By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. What a beautiful Sunday. I don't know, what are you doing now? It is exactly 7:58. I don't know, because I know that some people, they are preparing themselves to go to work. Like when I finish this show, I'm going to church. In other words, we are going to a place where we're going to fellowship together. Because the Bible says, where two or three gathered in my name, I will be with them. So that's why I'm saying that is what it's going to happen. Where we're going to meet at service, wherever that you should be. Where we will worship the Lord. Where we will praise him. We are still on our show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Now, Psalm 51:8 said, let me hear sound of joy and happiness again. Let the bones you crushed be happy again. Let me hear the sound of joy and happiness again. Now, the enemy, what he want to do, he want to destroy. But David was saying, I want to hear the voice of joy again. Because the bone that you have crushed, be happy again. Maybe the devil is thinking, Ori, he's finished. There's a song that is sung by another man, a giant. Yeah, it's a Sipongwenya saying, Mavugao saying, Afikao saying, Afita Hussein. Afita Hussein. He comes. Afita Hussein. That is how it is. Afita Hussein. Meaning, when people, they think that they're done with you, he will always come and restore you and rescue you. Psalm 103:3-4, it said, he forgive all our sins and heal all our sickness. He save us from the grave and he give us love and compassion. He give us love and compassion. He forgive us all our sins and heal our sickness. Maybe you are listening to us this morning. Maybe you are having a sickness. But let me tell you, He forgives our sins and He heals our sickness. He's going to heal you. And He's continuing to heal you. Because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. He said, He forgives us our sins and heals our sickness. He saves us from the grave and He gives us love and compassion. He gives us love and compassion. He gives us love and compassion. Yeah. His name is Jehovah. His name is Emmanuel. He gives us love and compassion. Psalm 107:17-22, it said, some people became fool and turned against God, and they suffered for the evil they did. They became so sick that they refused to eat, so they almost died. They were in trouble, so they called to the Lord for help, and He saved them from their trouble. He gave the command and healed them, so they were saved from the grave. Thanks the Lord for His faithful love and for amazing thing He has done for people. Our sacrifices of thanks to Him. Sing with joy about all that He has done. That's why Tim Godfrey was saying that, what shall I render to Jehovah for what He has done? He has done so very much in my life. Now here David was saying, there were people whom they were punished, they were in sin, their life was miserable, they were about to die, but they prayed to the Almighty and He heard them and He healed them. This morning, as we are saying, joy comes in the morning. God, may God heal your heart, may God heal your soul, may God restore your heart, may God restore your soul. Because you're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Just for that a soul. Just for a soul. Just for a soul. Now you can interact with me and tell me, how is your morning? Where are you going to fellowship? What's happening tomorrow? What's happening today? What is happening? Because last week we know that there was a, what we call it's called what? Last week, all over the places, there was a appreciation. People, they were appreciating their pastor. People, they were doing the farewell parties to say, we thank God. They were saying, Ebenezer, we thank God for driving us from January until now. I don't know today if it's still continuing wherever that you are. Now you can share with us whatever that you want to share on the number +27832894658. If you're international, that's our WhatsApp number. If you're South Africa, you just say 03328-94658. You use that number to WhatsApp us, use that number to call us, use that number to SMS us, or you go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, there's a chat box. You start chatting to us, you put your name, you put your email address, you continue chatting to us. Or what you can do is you can go to your Skype. You just say BTGM Radio, then you just start Skyping us. You start chatting to us, or you send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. That's what you should do. Okay, right. Let's continue. Let us continue this morning. Let us continue this morning. Genesis chapter 20. Alright. Genesis chapter 20 verse 17. Okay. Alright. Okay. Let's just jump. Let's go to verse number 3. Psalm 30 verse 3 said, Lord, You lift me out of the grave. I was failing into the place of death, but You saved my life. But He said, Lord, You lift me out of the grave. I was failing into the place of death. Okay, I was falling. Sorry, let's start. Lord, You lifted me out of the grave. I was falling into the place of death, but You saved my life. That's why we are saying joy comes in the morning. There's a point where you feel like, you know, you feel like, no, man, you know, the way things are, I don't think I will. No, no, no. It's better I die, or it's better I quit. It's better I quit. A person will tell you that it's better I quit. I mean, maybe when you woke up in the morning, you said to yourself that, yo, I quit. I'm no longer going to church. I'm no longer going. Why? Why are you not going? And you say, no, because Kiazama, what's on? There are those people saying, I try, but what's on? I go and pray, but I don't get what I should get. There are those people. The person will say, but how many years have I been praying? How many years have I been asking God for this? But he's not giving me. So it's better I give up. Because most of the times we expecting answers to happen in our time. But here on where we read, it said, Lord, you lifted me out of the grave. Like, how are you lifted me out of the grave? And I was falling into the place of death. But you saved my life. Now, he have saved your life. I want you to look at yourself now. Look at your life. Look at it. Look at it. You will see that God has saved you. God has saved you. Now, listen to Psalm 16:10 said, because you will not leave me in the place of death, you will not let your faithful one rot in the grave. Psalm 41:2 said, to the director, a song of David, I called to the Lord and he healed me. He heard my cry. He lifted me out of the grave. He lifted me from thy mighty place. He picked me up, put me on solid ground, and keep my feet from going, from slippering, from slippering. Yeah, the song that we say, he said, he lifted me up from my delay. He planted my feet on a knee. I wait, oh, that is a reason I sing and I shout. Oh, Jesus came down and he lifted me up. That's a song that we used to sing, saying that he lifted me up from the deep of. Like, from, he lifted me up from the deep of the grave. And he planted my feet. Now, they were singing this song that from the Psalm 41 to 2, where it said that he lifted me out of the grave. He lifted me from that muddy place. He picked me up on the solid ground. And he kept my feet from slippering. And he came down and picked me up. Now this morning, he just came down and he picked you up. He held you by the hand. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful morning. As you are preparing yourself to go and worship the Lord, he's always Jehovah. I want to remind you that he is. Just listen who he is.
God, Emmanuel,
Your name is God, Emmanuel.
Reminding you that who he is.
By the grace of you,
just to be sure.
Oh, enda wo favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. Don't be doing like one at high now.
We want to grab by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Lam Midrand, 1685.
Nara Dre, those of the DAD, Mr. of Vitamin Chavalina.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
andikuzvepa mani zvino ndichikonyaga follow kana kuti chiresa radio yako ndingaya gara
ya ukarichicha munhu ya 0732692731 ukarinota mu WhatsApp yawe na ya 0832894658 ukarinota mu www.radio.bythegrace.org kuba wa radio edge by the grace.org
by the grace radio.
Yeah, by the grace radio, that is who we are, and you're listening to Pastor John Mamabolo on a show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may last for night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, we just read we started from verse number 1, Psalm 30 verse 1. We are in verse number 3, where it's saying, we read, and the way I gave you the referral of Psalm 41 to 2, that he lifted me out of the grave. He lifted me from thy moody place. He picked me up, meaning he picked me by his hand, and go with me. Now, his name is Emmanuel. Let's just continue. Psalm 56:13 said, you saved me from death. You kept me from being defeated. So I will save you in the light that only the living can see. You saved me. That is Jehovah. You saved me. I mean, he have saved you. He have saved you from January until today. He have saved you. Right, let's go to Psalm 116:10. It said, because you will not leave me in the place of death, you will not let your faithful one rot in death. Okay, let's go to Psalm 86 verse 13. You have such great love for me, you save me from the place of death. 116:8, it said, Lord, you saved my soul from death, you stopped my tears, you kept me from falling. Joy of the Lord comes in the morning. Weeping may last for a night. You were crying. You've been crying all along. But today, God will wipe your tears. God is wiping your tears now. He is wiping your tears now. And he's keeping you from falling. You know, people, man, about thing, but people, they are there. But they've raised their hands up. But Ritla Mona, Gasapumele, Ritla Mona, he will never survive. But God will hope, God will remove your tears. He will wipe your tears. And he will make sure or you are not falling. There are people who want to see you. There are those people. They are there. They are there. They are always there. But this morning as you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, we are saying to you that joy of the Lord is our strength. And weeping may last for a night. It's long that you have been crying. But joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Let's go to Job Chapter 33:19-22, it said, on those who are sick in bed may be suffering punishment from God. The pain that makes their bones crash may be warning from him. They feel okay. All right. Let me not read this one. All right, let's read Job 33:28. It said, God, save me from going down to the place of death. Now I can enjoy life again. Save me from going to a place. Save God, save me. That's a prayer. Remember, that's when Job was praying. That he said, God, saved me from going down to the place of death. Now I can enjoy life again. He said, now I can enjoy life again. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. and joy comes in the morning. In other words, during the night, all the time, Job was crying. He was going down. He was going down. He was going down. But now, it's time that he said, Lord, save me from the death so that I can enjoy life again. So that I can enjoy life again. Now, let's go to Isaiah. Chapter number 38, 17, 18, it said, Look, my troubles are gone. I now have peace. You love me very much. You did not let me rot in the grave. You took my sins and threw them away. The dead cannot praise you. People in Silo cannot sing praise to you. Those who have died and gone below are not trusting in your faithfulness. He said, look, my troubles are gone. I now have peace. You love me so much. You did not let me rot in the grave. You took my sins away. You took my sins away. Look, my troubles are gone again. My troubles are gone. My troubles are gone. I now have peace. My troubles are gone. Because joy comes in the morning. In the evening you were crying. You were in lots of trouble. But now, my troubles are gone. My troubles are gone. Let your will be done.
Your will be done in my life. Oh, 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 let your
be.
your place in my business. Take your place in my family. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 8:27 CAT Central African Time. The name of the show, it is called Weeping May Last for Night, but Joy to All. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele. Now, we read, our scripture reading today was in the book of Psalm chapter 30, verse number 1. We are in verse number 3, where from verse we read 1, 2, we are number 3. I was giving you the referral scripture for the verse number 3. Now, Jonah chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, it read as follows. Jonah chapter 2, verse number 4 to 6. It read as follows. Let's just read it. It's saying this. Then I thought, now I must go where you cannot see. But I continued looking to your holy temple for help. The sea water closed over me. The water covered my mouth, and I could not breathe. I went down. Down into the deep sea. Sea wet or wipe me around my head. I was at the bottom of the sea, the place where the mountain began. I thought I was locked in this prison forever. But the Lord my God looked me out of my grave. God, you gave me life again. God will give you life again. What I'm going to do is this, I'm going to get someone this morning. The time is exactly 8:29. So let's just go and fetch him by this song.
How excellent is your name when I consider the heaven. The work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have ordained. What is a man that you are mindful of him? How excellent is your name.
Is Your Name by Benjamin Bishop Benjamin Dewey. With this song, I was welcoming a young man, a comedian, presenter, a media man by the name of Kokecho Mukanzi Mwabelo. Good morning, Mr. Kokecho Mukanzi Mwabelo.
Yeah, John. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and you, Kokecho. I welcome you to our show that is called Weeping May Last for Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. Yeah, so I just want to ask you, Kokecho, how is your morning?
My morning is too marvelous, you know, fantastic, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was your... I remember that last night you had a... I don't know, that was concert or something.
Yeah, how did it go? Gospel Musical Festival.
Okay.
Concert. Yeah.
So then what will you say to our listener who missed that day? How will you say to our listener who have missed the Gospel Festival yesterday?
Yo. You know, John?
Yeah.
The devil is a liar. Yo. What a musical festival, what a concert, you know. Don't forget that I was with Benjamin Dube there.
Okay.
In the worship house.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So it was so fantastic. You know, I have not much words to say, but if you miss, I don't know, just wait for the 28th first.
What's happening on the 28th?
28th, there will be a musical festival concert at another village called Morapalala Live in Limpopo Vulovedu. You see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was hot, lit. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hear you, Kukich. Okay, tell me. As we're saying that joy comes in the morning, it's saying that, okay, let's just do this.
Whatever you need, you came here with tonight. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you down. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You we're standing on of your holy name. Lord, we bow down and worship you. Oh, just lift up your hands to him. Holy are you, Lord.
Are you, Lord.
King of Kings, Savior, Redeemer, our son, God, by Sinai, Naja Palace. And then as we continue to say joy comes in the morning, I am with the finest comedian, Limpopian finest comedian, Kokecho, presenter, Mukanzi Mwabelo.
You know, John?
Yeah, Kokecho.
As I told you about that surname, I don't know. Actually, you want to confuse the living house, right? I knew that we were fighting, right?
Why are we fighting, Kogan? Will you tell me why is me and you fighting? Every time we fight.
I told you about this surname, actually.
Yeah, but now, why do we fight now?
No.
Because
I told you that you have
two oxozos. You know, my car, it has two oxozos. So now you have three oxozos as well.
Yeah. So which one is strong there between Mukanjo and Mwabele? Which one is strong there?
Well, I don't know. Because, okay, the one that is strong, let's say it's because you every time you say you are Mukanzi. So Mukanzi, it's a. But I was just reminding our listener that I am with Kokejo, KK Mwabelo Mukanzi. So now we're gonna change your initials now. It's not gonna be KK. It's gonna be KM. KM.
KM.
Yeah, I wanna. It fit very well. Does it? Yeah, it fit very well. KM. You think
K-M,
we say, right? Yeah? Because I agree with KK, KM. Or we must. Okay. Yeah. What do you think?
So what about? Because is K Favor Mkansi. K Favor Mkansi from BTG Radio. So.
Yeah, but remember you say KK. I agree you say KK.
Yeah.
Which is K ever again? Kogi.
Yeah.
When I'm Kogi, okay, Mukogi, listen here. I was saying to you that remember we are on a show that is called Weeping May Last for a Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. You know, this morning, Kogajo, I believe that there are some people who are crying out there. So, we needed this joy that we're talking about. That joy comes in the morning. Omungo Gralori, Utlogofale, you know, as we speak this morning. Utlogofale, Walla, no. Because the Bible says, David is saying that, Lord, I thank you for wiping my tears away. You know, I thank you for wiping my tears away. So there are people now this morning, Kegojo, they are crying. They lost some, those who love, some ba motladile, mosana o tladile moshimane, moshimane o tladile mosetsana, ba bang ba tlokofaletse, ba bang ba mo divosije, walla. So ba bang ba mo re go merugong ba re no, maobane ba re no, don't come tomorrow. Ba bang ba mo ragile go kerekeng, and
No comment. Continue.
Why you say no comment now?
No, just continue. Why?
I'll go ask you now.
Oh, Mara, okay, Jada. I don't know what to do. I'm pushing this thing. Now, is that possible? Or
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you're not doing what they said you must do. Now,
there's this thing for cutting, like just you cut you and sit down. You are no longer participating in the church. You just come and go. You come and sit and go. You see. I think that one is a better way. But is that possible for you to just fire you at the church and tell you that no, you should never come?
Well. I think so. It depends. I think so. Yeah, but I think so. So that's why I was saying that for those who lost their loved ones, and so on, we know that your heart is barking, is sore. Mm. But we want to say, as you're listening to us, by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. On the show that is saying, weeping may last for night, but joy comes in the morning. So what will we say to those people, Kukejo, out there who are crying now? Oga, you know, the crying now, out there. No. Yeah. What must they do?
You know, John, I like to say these words, or Jesu Arababa Lapio Bakewona. You know what, John? Let me just say this. You can buy a bed, ne?
Yeah.
Ugaragam bed, I guess.
Yeah.
But Ugasaragavro, you see?
Yeah.
You can buy a passport to go wherever you want to go. But you can't buy a passport, yo yellow wadimo.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So I'm trying to say, Ukadira Lutiri in Simon Fasin Mojari. I was the Jesu are Baba Lapilem, Avatawana, Minakatawa Fakuja. See, I just want to say to all the listeners of By the Grace Radio that whatever the problem that you got it now, please just go straight to God and bow down and just tell Him. Mujimu alule baadu. Jesu are mbujenu chulelan matata avule na muonu. You know, Jesu are this tatagamoga. Whatever kya maulu biya. Actually, Jesus said. Actually, Jesus wants you to just confess. He knows your problems, but if when you are not just taking in a chain, then I just see a chain. You see. So when I ask you, know that John, that you have a problem with telling the man when I John. So go straight to God and just bow down. Tell Him. You see. You can cry the whole night. You can cry as we are on this show, saying, weeping my last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And don't forget that is that woman Hannah went to the temple and cried to God.
Yeah,
you see. So as you are listening out by the grace, now when I go parallel again, for just go to straight to God and bow down. That thing is not a difficult thing. You can forget all matters, more than billions of problems, but Amudimu is just in a small thing, you see.
Okay. All right.
It's because, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening. Continue.
Yeah, it's because I was just saying you can just go straight to God and bow down. It's the only solution. Not any solution. You see, but to go to the JD 123, JD Wakona 123. Then you know about JD Mus. JD Wakona, JD 123. So now I'm advising you, the listeners, that you should just go straight to God. God will, you know, He's the master of the universe, you know, mighty man of all, you know that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I can just say that to the listeners of By the Grace.
Okay. Right. Let me just remind our listener that you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. We are just searching for one soul. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Weeping May Last for Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning. I'm standing in for Pastor Patrick Mundebele. What a beautiful Sunday. The time is exactly 8:46 CAT Central African Time. I am with the finest comedian, Kokejo Mukanzi.
You know, John, let me just ask you this question. Because when I'm checking here at my Twitter, my Facebook, some other people are saying, hashtag I'm easy like Sunday morning. What does that mean, actually?
They
I'm
say,
easy like Sunday. Sunday morning.
I don't understand why would they say they are easy like Sunday morning.
I thought maybe you are one of them too.
No. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about, Kukej.
You say no, hashtag I'm easy like Sunday morning. Hashtag I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yo.
Yeah.
You see?
I don't know why they say they are easy like Sunday morning.
Can you just assume maybe actually? I think this can be better.
Must I assume them? I don't want to read into their mind why a person is saying, I'm easy like Sunday. Are they saying like Sunday is very easy? Maybe the person is saying Sunday is very easy.
Actually, I I just want to say maybe on Sunday is an easy day, everything is so flexible, like you see.
All right.
Yeah, I can assume that. Maybe. I'm not sure actually. I'm not part of them, please.
Okay. Let's just do this. We'll be back just now.
Everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still would be enough.
Nara, you have done so much, I don't have much to say. That is what he's saying. I am with Kokencho, Mwabelo Mukanzi. We are saying that joy comes in the morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So before we went to a break, I wanted to read another scripture. Then after I read the scripture, with this scripture we are saying that is a scripture that from 6 o'clock until now we've been reading quite a lot of scriptures there, showing the listener, trying everybody to understand the importance of when we say that a joy comes in the morning. Like now, we're going to read in Psalm 28 verse number 1, which is our referral scripture for Psalm 30 verse 3. It said, a song of David. It's saying, a song of David. You are my rock. I'm calling to you for help. Don't close your ears to my prayer. If you don't answer me, I will be counted among the dead. That's what he's saying. If you don't answer me, I will be counted among the dead. David knew that the only person who can remove his tears is God. Now we want to say tonight, this afternoon, this morning, wonderful morning, maybe in your country where you're listening, it's in the evening. Maybe in your country where you're listening is in afternoon. Maybe country where you're listening, it's in the morning like us in South Africa. But we are saying that the name of the show, it is called Joy Comes in the Morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It is enough we have cried. You were crying the whole night. You cried. Now in the morning, it's time for you to receive joy. Now that is why David cried. He said, Lord, do not, please, don't close your eyes and your ears to see me or to listen to me. That's what he said. Don't close, meaning he said, don't close your ears, don't close your eyes to listen and hear me. To hear my prayer. And so that, please answer me. Because if you don't answer me, I'll be counted with those who are dead. So that's why I'm saying, it's very important. I heard you mention the issue that the Bible says that those who are tired, they should come to me. I mean, you may be crying now as I speak. You've been crying in the morning. You received the sad news. Now it's time for you to receive the joy. Now, I'm just going to give Kokecho. We left with 7 minutes to sign off to our show. Joy comes in the morning. Now, I just want to give Kokecho this time to say the last word. And after that, I'm going to close the show so that we can go to church.
So, John, today, are you going to the church?
I'm going, Kokecho. I get a little fun now.
I'm going to the wedding. As I'm speaking now, I'm preparing. I'm going up this
wedding. Which wedding now? Which wedding?
Around Limpopo. There's a wedding today. Yeah.
Where in Limpopo?
They are saying Mwokoni Village. Do you know Mwokoni Village?
Now.
you go listen now.
But now. It's a thing now. Now it's a thing. Okay.
Okay, John. To all the listeners of By the Grace Radio, I can just say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for tuning in on By the Grace Radio. My name is Kefiva Mkasi. You can listen to me on Stream Fields and Talk each and every day, starting by 3 to 6. Yeah, for now, I can say, as we were busy talking about Weeping My Last for the Night by Joy Comes in the Morning, I'm encouraging you again that don't forget Jesus. When you leave, just know that Jesus is your master. Don't forget that, and just know that Jesus never been late. He's always in time. When you leave, just know that your Redeemer lives.
Okay, let's just do this, Kokecho. Let's just do this. You can continue, Kokech.
Yeah. But you need to get the line, get in line, man. Yeah, John, you know what? Again, to all the listeners, always, whatever you're doing, please, start by praying. You know, John, I was driving from Gauteng to Limpopo, ne?
Yeah.
Aki kama ya kamo masai tiga, mabana kamo kamo matuwa na kamo.
Yeah.
Pur dikira the cross, the tombstones, like small tombstones. Sir, no, this was the spirit of the kingdom of the darkness. The accident. Mm-hmm. As mabana ror mo willow alira accident. Mo like kiri these things were very courageous power. You see, the thing is, you see the end of the way.
Okay, so I think I'm losing you, Kokecho. Thank you very much. Alright, I just want to thank Okejo. Unfortunately, we had a problem with the line. Exactly, it's 8:57 CAT Central Time. I want to thank everyone who have just tuned in and listened to the show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning. What a beautiful Sunday. As you prepare yourself to go to church, don't forget, if you have just woke up now, don't forget to go and praise the Lord. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. I'm signing off. It's been a wonderful show. I thank you very much. You can get this broadcast on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then bye-bye. Cheers. We love you. Stay blessed.
Somebody say, name above.